and it's silly, because that visible force of you could be tricked easily to fall in the web, and that's it. So no big deal about the power of the lion. There is this cleverness of the rabbit. That was in the story. If you put this story in a nutshell, as they did for us, to tell it to the children, you do. You talk about a very powerful lion and a little rabbit. That little rabbit could trick the lion. So put aside a little bit the fear of the lion, because the rabbit could do the trick. It means, in one hand, yes, the power is power, but in another hand, power is nothing. Because the most powerful one normally falls with what? In this universe, everything grows up. Okay? And by growing up, domination takes over, so one thing will take over. Then what will happen? When everybody falls down and there is one single power, what will happen? That single power will fall under the power of itself. Rots from inside. There is a limit to everything. So power is not the definitive answer. Sometimes powerlessness would do the trick. The lion believes in the power. The rest of the animal they believe in?
Faith.
Did they? They talked about it, but did they believe in faith? I didn't see any of them being faithful to me. They just talked about it, because they wanted to do something about it, and that doing something about it was a kind of lottery, which is not fate. But look around you, everybody will explain faith like that, as if faith is some invisible chance that may happen that That's what they said, right? The animals, they talked about what? They said, let's eliminate the fear of the king. We'll send you the food. So leave us alone. And lion accepted. Then what? Then the king. How do we send the food to the lion? So the king will make a lottery system and we'll leave it to luck. That was the answer. And it didn't work. Yes, it worked for a couple of them, but when it happened to be the turn of the rabbit, it didn't work for the rabbit. Why? Because that me came out. So why me? Up to the moment that it was not to the rabbit, the rabbit had no objection that some other animal would be sent to the lion to feed. Right? And everybody was happy. But what? About that this time it's not me. They're not talking about me. Yes, they're doing it somewhere else. But it's not happening to me. Is that a source of conflict to you? In a way it is. When they are torturing someone else in another country, it's not happening to me. If it happens to my neighbor, then I'll come out. Right? That was the way the animals thought. And when we put them together to say something, during this long, long story, to say that, listen, there is a way out of this vicious circle. Because the lion wants to eat every single day, and you are the food. But you could get rid of the lion. It's difficult, but it's possible. could let go of your deep belief in power. Because whenever somebody asks you, why aren't you doing something good, suddenly everybody should notice your empty hand. Like, what can I do? And whenever you can do something, you think about me, and try to do it. And you say, this is not it. Because there is a mixture of faith and personal effort. Both of them are important. You don't count on personal effort. You prefer, even when you're thinking about yourself, you prefer that tonight you will sleep, tomorrow you will wake up a better human being. Some magical thing should do it for you, as if. He said, let me explain it to you like this. First of all, in this wilderness, we're all in it. And two subjects are here, relying upon faith or trying to do your best effort. And he made a very clear argument at the beginning. Remember, small paragraphs opposing each other. Saying what? In the first paragraph, he said, yes, when we... Okay, let's talk about some trick. If we could play a trick in this duality. The answer of the lion was, yes, but how could we trust anyone? The trust is not there. I cannot even trust myself. Next paragraph, he said, there are the consequences, and we cannot do anything about the consequences. Next paragraph, he said, I know some prophet declared loud and clear. What was that declaration? Tie the knees of the camel at the same time of having faith. If you're faithful, remember this story, which is not here. Rumi mentioned something, I told you the story outside. The story is that somebody will come to Muhammad, and Muhammad will see, he just left his camel, just like that. Said, what happened to your camel? The guy said, I have faith in Allah. He said, have faith in Allah and tie the knee of the lion, of the camel. What was the word for tying the apple? Apple, intelligence, means bonding together, making a knot. Because that's what intelligence does. We'll grab something from here, from there, tie them together, and if it looks like a sentence, it will give a meaning. But Muhammad, loud and clear, said, you have to do them both. Means that having faith is not leaving everything to the universe. It is accepting the power of the universe, but doing your best effort. Boom. And when it comes to the problem inside, do the same. Have faith and do something about it. Seriously. What is that doing? Next paragraph. A very long one. You talked about years, but there are a lot of people, they have done a lot of things that they didn't succeed. When do you hang on to this? There is this argument that I know a lot of people, they try hard with no success. When you say this, when you have to do something you don't like to do, when you don't want to do something, suddenly you bring in the example of unsuccessful efforts. And if you like to do it, really you believe in that power and self-confidence and try. He make it clear step by step. First thing you said, oh, this is too complicated and the effort will not pay. In the next paragraph, you said, wait a minute, I didn't tell you jump to the roof. I said climb the ladder, step by step. When it comes to doing something, don't make a big stuff of doing the impossibles, because yes, you say you can do even the impossible. Step by step. And it's loud and clear that you are here to do the things step by step, because namely you learn this logic of you step by step. So do the effort step by step. Means there are some steps. Step by step means your left foot, your right foot. Lean on the right one. Then don't forget to lean on the left one. And you should understand there is a place for my personal effort. There is a place for my believing in faith. If in the second place I try my best, I will not succeed. If in the first place I just leave it to faith, I fail. There is a place for faith. There is a place for personal effort. It starts with personal effort, then having faith. That argument was not acceptable. Rumi brought another argument for him, which was out of the story. Suddenly he jumped out, because the story was not good enough. He said, let me tell you the story of this guy. This guy was living in the palace of King Solomon. And one early morning, he came and knocked at, oh, please send me to India. I don't feel good. Because the angel of death was looking at me very cautiously and differently today. I think he's going to take my life. Send me to India. And he was sent to India. What was the moral of that story?
Well, death had an appointment with him in India. Mm-hmm. And when death was talking to Solomon, he said, how was this guy end up in India? And Solomon said, well, he asked me to send him there. I couldn't believe it. Death was so shocked to see him.
Good. What's the point? Because we were talking about me relying on faith or trying my best. What was this story about? Because this story didn't teach me anything. The guy tried his best, right? He went to King Solomon and used his credit to ask for the wind to blow into India and failed. So the effort doesn't count. This is the moral of the story, right? This is what you say to this six-year-old boy. But even if you try your best and you have the King Solomon and the wind to help you, you fail. Is this what you said? And it was out of the text, right? It was out of the story. Don't forget this while we're talking about this. We were talking about the mixture of your personal effort and faith. This exclusion was about?
Personal
effort. You are talking? Yes.
Even your personal effort, your desire for it is given by God.
That is very romantic. Please explain to this six-year-old boy here. This six-year-old boy, the nasty fellow I bring with every day, he says, what are you talking about? The guy tried and failed. Means?
You cannot escape your faith.
What?
You cannot escape your faith.
Boy, you cannot escape your faith. Now the boy shut it up. And you know what? From now on, the boy will blame the faith. Whatever happened to the boy,